This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Just now, Bank of America published its quarterly results. 40 cents a share, better than expected. Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan are out in about an hour. Banks have had a pretty good couple months, with stocks generally on the rise since the election. President-elect Trump has said that he wants to dial back financial regulations, including parts of Dodd-Frank. How might the future look for big banks in that administration? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
Cutting back on financial regulations would probably save banks money, says Charles Kane, who teaches at MIT.
A lot of these regulations are incredibly costly to the banks to implement. So at the very least, there will be an impact on the bottom line.
Those changes might take a while. And if banks do save money, that won't necessarily boost earnings, because there are things they want to spend it on. Bob Hedges is a partner at A.T. Kearney.
I think we're going to see that money reinvested in digital identity technology, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence to, you know, improve customer service.
Speaking of, banks need those customers, and a regulation rollback might not help. Lynn Stout is a professor at Cornell.
Deregulation that permits abusive behavior undermines that client and customer trust.
And she says in the long run, losing that trust could hit the banks financially. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.